I believe I lived the Wild West first Yiddish lawman. They knew me as Irving Grease Manowitz. I didn't have guns in my holsters. I had two big jars of Kreblach. I wore a 10-gallon yarmulke. And I had a horse that wouldn't gallop or canter. He slept. And everywhere I went, the Goyim would line up respectfully on the street corners and salute me. They'd sing in unison. Ride, 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 Irving. Oh, ride, 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 Irving. When I was sitting in the saloon talking to a shiksa that I was stumbling by the name of Miss Kitty, they said, "It's your deal, Sheriff. What's it going to be? Five-card stud? Or draw poker? Bottoms up or hangman's?" I said, "Let's play Marjan instead. Enough with this Goyim game you're playing here. All right. And let me have another man of Shevitz, please." And so we played into the night. When suddenly I realized, my God, it's Passover. I said, "Guys, you want to come over to my place for a brocha?" They looked at each other and said, "A brocha?" I said, "You know, Passover Seder." They said, "I'm sorry, Sheriff, but we ain't too big on cider. Now, if you got some red eyes..." I said, no, not cider. Seder, Seder. The bigger the putz, the bigger the schmutz here." They said, "What the hell? You talking Comanche again?" I said, "That's not Comanche. I tell you what, just show up, okay? Because Passover should not be spent alone. And wear some nice clothing if you got them." So sure enough, I greeted them at the door when they showed up. One of them said, "What you doing with a tortilla on your head there, Sheriff?" I said, "That's not a tortilla, that's a yarmulke, you stupid, unbelievable. And you there, stop washing your hands in the salt water. That's not a finger bowl. Unbelievable." Well, I had the food laid out nicely enough. They started glomming on it. I said, "Wait a minute." The fury rising inside me. I said, "Yeah, we gotta ask the four questions. Come on." They just looked at each other with vacant eyes stares. I said, "You know, I'll translate. Why is this night different from any other night?" They just looked. I grabbed the one claw. I said, "Because you do not put ham on the matzahs. You got that? No ham on the matzahs. And don't miss the chalela with the chalela. And who are you there drinking the milk with the meat, you idiot? That's the last time I invite any of you to my show."
The indisputable leader of the game. He's the boss. He's a bit.
The Grease Man with rock and roll, the best of the new and old on WWDC FM Washington, DC 101.